If you're anything like me, you love yourself a good old cup of coffee in the morning with potentially a second or third in the afternoon when that exhaustion hits. But in reality, coffee can only do so much, and if we're being completely honest, it doesn't always do the trick. Instead of reaching for that second, third, or fourth cup to keep my energy levels up, I started using Magic Mind, and I'm good to go for the rest of the day. I'm more productive and more focused, all due to one main ingredient in the Magic Mind shot, Rhodiola rosea, a nootropic and adaptogen that reduces fatigue and anxiety, increases body's resistance to stress, improves physical and mental endurance, and enhances mental clarity. I actually shared this with a friend of mine who now wants to try it too. The Magic Mind team created a super special offer for me to share with you. You get 20% off your one-time purchase with the code LITTLEMINDS20. That's LITTLEMINDS20. Go to www.magicmind.com/littleminds and redeem the discount with the code LITTLEMINDS20. Hello. Welcome back to the Shaping Little Minds podcast. I am so excited to have you here. It's been a busy few weeks, as you probably noticed, I took a little break from the podcast last week, but I am back and better than ever. And the reason I really took a break is to just truly soak in everything that life has given me. Between the wonderful friendships that I formed, various different groups of friends from different parts of life, my sweet, amazing dog, Marshmallow, who gives me unconditional love all day, every day, the ability to purchase a home and continue to make it better and better, and just the pleasure and the honor of working with some incredible teachers over the last 2 years. And of course, so much more. So there's just so much to be grateful in life, and I wanted to take that time to soak it in. So let's dive into today's podcast sponsor. I am currently accepting new one-on-one coaching clients. This is my signature program for new and struggling teachers who are looking to go from feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, and thinking about leaving the classroom to setting boundaries, having minimal stress and overwhelm, and creating a work-life balance that works for you. So here's everything you need to know about the program. The program currently runs for 12 weeks or 3 months. Teachers have a learning portal they can dive into at their own pace and have access for a lifetime. We have 4 60-minute one-on-one calls each month, and they are led by you and individualized and tailored to your needs. Recaps and recordings of each call will be available to you within 24 to 48 hours or sooner, depending on my schedule. You can get classroom work reviewed by me, so lesson plans, rules, routines, procedures, anything that you need feedback on, I am your girl. You just have to give me 24 to 48 hours. 24/6 Voxer access. Voxer is a free messaging app, so you get access to me Sunday through Friday on Voxer, and it's a place for you to get support and coached in between each call. The cost for this program right now is at $1,500 or $1,500 with three different payment options. You can pay in full if you can afford that. You can pay $500 over the course of 3 months or pay $250 over the course of 6 months. And if you want to hear from a previous client of mine, we recorded a podcast back in the day. It is podcast episode number 76, and I'll link it to the episode in the description below. This level of support does require an application process. I do not take every person who applies, especially if I know they aren't going to be a good fit for the program. I want to make sure that you are investing in the right program for you. I never want to take money from you if you're not going to be a good fit for this specific program. Once the application is submitted and I see that you're a good fit, I will reach out to you directly. If you are 100% sure that this is the program for you, I will send you a contract and payment link to get you started right away. Our first call will be 90 minutes, with the first 30 minutes focused on answering any questions, giving you an overview of what to expect, and really laying out the goals that we want to achieve in our time working together. Should you need more time to ask any questions, we can always schedule a free 30-minute call for us to chat with absolutely no pressure either way. If you want to learn more about coaching or have specific questions, my DMs are always open. You can message me on Instagram at Coach for Teachers at any time. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, Adva here. I am so excited to welcome you to the Shaping Little Minds podcast, where we help support and mentor early childhood teachers inside the classroom. This is a place where we dive into classroom management, growth mindset, professional learning, and so much more. I'm an early childhood teacher who saw a huge gap in how early childhood educators were supported inside the classroom. I created this platform in order to help teachers feel more confident, supported, and develop a sense of trust in their teaching. Let's make teaching exciting again. So today I'm going to do a shorter episode about the three main reasons you're not seeing things progress inside your classroom the way you would like. It doesn't really matter if it has to do with behaviors or your lessons or anything else classroom related. This can help you to navigate how you can move forward so that you can start to see the progress that you really want. So first and foremost, you aren't consistent. And this may be hard to hear, but I've been there. This is something that I was guilty of when I first started out as a new teacher. I'd want to set clear expectations in terms of behavior, but when it didn't work after a few times of repetition, I'd throw it aside. Then I'd get frustrated that things aren't working as smoothly as I would have wanted. Does that sound familiar? So here's the thing. When you're not consistent throughout the entirety of the school year, behaviors will keep popping up. Now, I'm not saying that this is the only thing that will have you seeing behaviors. You know how at the start of the school year you focus on rules and routines and expectations? This shouldn't just be the focus that's at the start of the year. You're going to want to continue emphasizing rules, routines, and expectations throughout. And I think sometimes that's not clear to newer teachers. Yes, it's important to start out the school year with rules, routines, and expectations in order to set the foundation, but it's also important as the school year goes by to continue setting those rules, routines, and expectations. Number two, you're not willing to zoom out in order to see what needs to change. As teachers, our time is limited. We have a tremendous amount of work, and it can feel easier to just stick with what you're doing rather than zoom out and try to change things for the better. Change can be challenging and can feel harder than we'd like. But the thing is, if you're not seeing progress in your classroom, maybe it is time for that change. So, how can you zoom out and make those changes? Well, the first step is awareness. Awareness of what actions you're already taking, if those actions are working, and knowing where you might be struggling. Once you've taken that step, you can start to zoom out and pinpoint where change is needed. The next step would be to ask yourself, what changes am I willing to make, and how can I make those changes? When you take these first steps, you start to take the necessary action to create progress inside of your classroom. The one thing I will say is don't let fear hold you back. Fear is a part of the process. And last but not least, number three is comparisonitis. Have you ever heard the quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy"? We all get stuck in this cycle at one point or another. We see the teachers on Instagram who have this gorgeous classroom and think, "I could never do that." Or we see a teacher promoting, leaving at work at contracted hours and think, "Well, wouldn't that be nice?" This is when I say stop looking around you for validation and start finding ways to create the environment you're excited to show up to. How do you want your students to act in the classroom? How do you want to manage your day? Do you want to leave at contracted hours? If so, what can you do to better prioritize? Do you want to create that gorgeous classroom? If so, what would you need to do just that? Comparison will steal all the joy that you have when it comes to teaching. Instead of comparing, take the steps necessary to get your classroom to where you want it to be. So let's review. Number one, you're not consistent. When you're not consistent throughout the entirety of the school year, behaviors or Anything else that isn't going well will keep popping up. Number two, you're not willing to zoom out and make the changes necessary. Change can feel challenging. Change can feel hard. The thing is, if you're not seeing progress in your classroom, maybe it is time for you to step out and make that change. And last but not least, comparisonitis. This is your reminder to stop looking around you for validation and to start finding ways to create the environment that you want to show up to, that you could be excited to show up to. And this is just a start. As a reminder, these changes won't necessarily help you progress right away. You have to give yourself and your students time and grace to be able to make those changes and have and see those changes. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you could share this episode with your teacher friends, leave a review, or just share the episode on Instagram and tag me, I would love to connect with you. Keep learning, growing, and becoming your best teacher self. I'm so proud of you. See you next time, teachers.